the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" The Gospel of the Lord. There is an old legend that it was the first day in heaven when all the people gathered together and began celebrating and filled with joy and excitement. And someone says, "Where is Jesus?" And they began looking around and found him at the pearly gates. "And what are you doing here?" He says, "I'm waiting for Judas." He says, "Judas, the one that betrayed you?" He says, "He'll never show up. Come on in, let's celebrate. And let Judas burn. Let him burn, baby, burn." But the Lord stayed at the pearly gates waiting for Judas. Today we hear how Jonah, who had been given that mission to go through Nineveh and preach the word of the Lord, telling them that they were going to, in 40 days, everything was going to be destroyed here. And deep in his heart, he really was hoping that they would be destroyed, because the Ninevites, the people in Nineveh, were Assyrians. They were not friends of the Israelites. But Jonah was called by God to go there and bring the good news to them and tell them that the city would be destroyed. And when God turned things around, Jonah did not expect them to change and repent, but God changed their hearts and their minds. And when that happened, Jonah felt embarrassed, and he says, "Let me die. Let me die, because I have doubted your word. I didn't think that they were going to repent." And so today we hear not only the story about Jonah really wanting the Ninevites to be destroyed, but we hear what the Lord said in our Father, the Gospel. Thy will be done. God's way is not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God does it his way, not my way. And that is why we heard in the entrance antiphon, "Within your will, O Lord, all things are established, and there is none that can resist your will. For you have made all things, the heaven and the earth, and all that is held within the circle of heaven. You are the Lord of all." And so wouldn't we be surprised, as we are waiting to enter through those pearly gates, that standing behind us is Mother Teresa, but standing in front of us is one of the world's most hated men who probably executed millions. God's way is not my way. God's thoughts are not my thoughts. And so what will it be? Burn, baby, burn, or Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.